Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Cliff Schechter is with us. Well, I hoped that my aunt would have a so she could be my uncle, but I don't think Republicans are going to work with us. They have no interest in lowering inflation or anything. This is all they're going to do is, bolt investigations.
So how do we handle that?
No, I said, how do we handle that? Democratic messaging guru.
Well, here's what I would say. First of all, paint them into a corner. We don't do that enough. You know, they like create these demons with people like Nancy Pelosi who aren't even demons.
Yeah.
Marjorie Taylor Greene's a demon.
Yeah.
She should be the face of their party. She's the one pulling on McCarthy's strings. And they're not even guaranteed that he has the votes yet.
Oh.
So what I'm hoping is, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, finish. Go ahead.
I did a little bit of research, and you have to do a lot of research to find normal Republicans. Yeah. And there are actually like three or four in the House. There's one Latina from the Miami area who voted in favor of background checks, voted in favor of keeping the Affordable Care Act, was pro-choice and all this other stuff. And I thought, why don't Democrats grab the half dozen Republicans who are sane, go and make a power-sharing agreement, make this woman speaker, and just get her to agree to bring up some decent legislation and just chuck Kevin McCarthy, because already he doesn't have the votes.
Well, this is the shade that Jeffries just threw, just real quick. Let's take a listen. Hakeem Jeffries on what you just said.
You expect that Kevin McCarthy's going to be speaker?
Well, that's a question at the end of the day that the Republicans are going to have to work out. He seems to be having a difficult time at this moment getting to 218, but we'll see what happens on January 3rd.
Yes,
oh,
Travis.
I was going to say, the other one that would be a good candidate is David Valadao from the Fresno area, because his district is actually a Biden-controlled district, but he got reelected. But he voted for impeachment. He also voted on the gun safety, and he also voted for abortion rights.
Cliff,
he's another one of those ones I liked. I didn't know if he had held on, though. Has he officially held on?
It looks like he's going to win. I don't know if it's been called yet.
Cliff, I am happy-clappy like you. I have not given up on the blue tsunami. I think there might be just enough GOPers that are either indicted, or we can come and bring the others to sanity, and we could still control the House.
There are a half dozen, like seven or eight, right? There are about that many that are actual moderates, right? And And they're the ones you see on every one of those votes, whether it's on marriage equality, birth control, they're always with Democrats. They're not going to have, again, if McCarthy doesn't have these right wingers, grab the others, power sharing agreement, get stuff done.
I like, in honor of you, Cliff Schechter, alpha liberal, I like the shade that both Jeffries and Representative Aguilar were throwing at Kevin.
Possibly incoming Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy has vowed to hold hearings about why the Capitol complex wasn't secure on January 6th, and he has faulted your committee for not focusing enough on this. How do you respond to that question of why there isn't more of a focus on security breakdowns?
If and when that individual becomes the possible speaker and can count the votes to get there, I have my doubts. Look, we stand willing for anybody to stand the test of time and to look at the history of the documents of what we've put forward.
I just picture him like Tracy Flick in Election, just watching that on TV.
You know, somebody should have now that I know I can say this on here, somebody should have a bar chart of his penis shrinking.
Yes.
As each of these statements are made.
Yes.
He's just getting a little bit smaller, poor Kevin, you know? Well,
also, he was on with Maria Bartiromo yesterday.
Uh-oh.
And she was like to his face in studio.
Oh dear. Okay.
Calling
11.
Him on this.
Yes. Let's. Oh well, I'm Bowie Obama.
We are talking about security. We are talking about what happened that day. I think that what's happening is Kevin McCarthy has to do anything he can to appease the MAGA extremists within his party.
Sorry, I think we asked for 11.
That's okay. 11.
Yeah. Where is this fight? Where does it stand today?
I spent
today?
Hours with the Freedom Caucus. Look, we have a close majority, exactly what the mm-hmm. Democrats had in the last time. Mm-hmm. And we've laid out to the American public, they chose for us to be in the majority, for us to lead. We need to come together as one, otherwise we will not be successful. Mm-hmm. We've had a very successful conference last week, I felt.
Well, you won 85% of the vote, and obviously the majority wants you as Speaker.
85% of the majority wants you a speaker.
Right.
But
okay. Right. Went on to say.
Yeah.
But you've got to get the 218 votes.
Yeah, the difficulty here is we've already had the primary. We've already made that decision, 85% of the conference. If people don't come along, that's going to delay our ability to secure the border. That's going to delay our ability to become energy independent. That's going to delay our ability to repeal 87,000 IRS agents. That's going to delay our ability to hold government accountable. There's no subpoena that can go out until that gets done. And right now, it's actually delaying our ability to govern as we go. So,
is he turning into that okay guy?
Yeah, he is. Okay. I want you to come in on Saturday.
Okay.
Boring, silly, like, again, he doesn't have the votes. He knows he doesn't have the votes. That's why it's so much fun listening to him and watching him sort of just, this is what he's dreamt of his whole pathetic life. And it's not there. Yeah. It's not, I mean,
so
and,
Tracy
and he, maybe he'll get... He bought off Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's now going around like, we must have Kevin McCarthy, and then Matt Gaetz and the rest of them are, and Andy Biggs and the other nutters are still like, no, we're not going to do it.
I love the reporter that called him possible speaker. He's probably in front of the mirror. I am Speaker Kevin McCarthy. I am a dancer, damn it.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The potential speaker if... Yeah.
This is him. He's hopeful. He's hopeful.
I'm hopeful that everybody Aww. Comes together, finds Aww. A way to govern together. This is what the American people want. Otherwise, we'll be squandering
Come
this majority.
Together.
You were with Joe Biden this past week. What were you able to talk with him about how business is going to be different should you be the House Speaker?
Even she doesn't believe it's going to happen. Should you become?
Is that Bartiromo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's coming to sound like what's her face, Judge Box of Wine.
Yes, she really is.
Like, is she transforming into her as she becomes more of a lunatic?
She's morning Janine, as opposed to evening Janine.
Yeah, Fox News, by the way, they expired Mrs. Eric, Lara Trump. They're getting off the Trump train.
I saw that. That was hilarious. They're like, we can't have a conflict of interest. I'm like, yes, clearly you can't. That's why you have Sean Hannity on air when he goes to Tea Party rallies and donates money to Republicans.
Yeah.
Because clearly you care about conflicts of interest a lot.
Yeah, it's because Trump's a loser. That's why.
Right.
If they thought he was going to win.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's because that time when she left her kid out in the storm, you know, in North Carolina, where the kid's like, Mommy, please. And she's like, you wimp. Take it. You know, it was like a Rocky training scene, you know, but except for it was Drago. Sorry. I'll let it go.
If he dies, he dies. Okay, one more. Representative Aguilar. Oh, you spit up water.
We are talking about security. We are talking about what happened that day. I think that what's happening is Kevin McCarthy has to do anything he can to appease the MAGA extremists within his party. He's trying to count to 218. If that means sending subpoenas to the committee members, if that means being tough to committee members, that's what he has to do right now, because he's practically auctioning off real estate in the Capitol in order to secure the votes.
What's the over-under on him showing up in, like, a ball gag and a leash and Marjorie Taylor Greene just walking him around?
He's totally going to be the Gimp from Pulp Fiction. You know it. He's just going to walk around with her as a... You know what? I hope she, like, demands his office. I hope she, like... I mean, I just want him to be so humiliated. Just so...
What are those things, the testicles they hang on trucks? Is she going to have...
Truck nuts.
Oh, yeah. She's going to have Kevin McCarthy's truck nuts on her pickup truck.
She's just hold them. Yeah, she's just going to walk around holding them. You know, I mean, in the end, he may somehow make it... And if he does make enough deals to somehow get those last couple members so he barely gets there...
Yeah. I bet you she does.
Everything.
I bet you she does made you flinch like 10 times a day. Every time she walks by him, I bet she goes, and he's like, nah.
Yeah,
I got an arts and crafts idea for your Christmas tree.
Yes.
Take a balloon, put two marbles in it, and tie it up, and you've got your own Kevin McCarthy nuts to hang on the Christmas tree.
That's cute. Okay. Sarah in Texas.
Can we all do that and take pictures and maybe share that out?
Sure.
There?
Hi, Sarah in Texas. Welcome to the party. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Well, I hate to say I'm calling from behind enemy lines, but. Oh. There's been no.
I'm in Ohio. It's okay.
Hi there. There's been no mention of Iran and the amazing thing that the women did there.
Yeah.
And I seriously, I saw them and I just cried because I, even though I couldn't be there, I was with them, and that's what we need. That's what we do.
Well, I mean, it's just, I think
we need to stick together.
Yeah, and I think we don't. Honestly, I was saying to a friend this weekend, Cliff, I feel like we don't get what real courage looks like sometimes in America. And first of all, one political party is just, that will be the story of our time, not just Trump, right? The cowardice of the Republican Party as a whole.
Well, when you think about it, like, look at Zelensky when they were like, we can get you out. He's like, I don't need transportation. I need more defenses. I'm staying, right? When you look at the women for Iran, who the women's soccer team that took off their, you know, their headgear and were like, no, we're not going to sit here in your repressive, misogynistic, patriarchal system. We are equal. And others joined in. I think even the men's team joined in too. And look at that. You're right. They got rid of like the Ministry of whatever it is, the Ministry of whipping people.
They say
a-holes.
They did.
Yeah.
Who knows if they did? Yeah.
I mean, I know, but at least the point is they feel a need to publicly give in and make some concessions, which usually when you start doing that, it tells you the tide is changing.
I don't believe it's called the Ministry of Whipping People, but okay.
Close.
Right, whatever. I mean, he's smarter than I am.
The translation is a loose translation. Stephanie,
Joe in Cleveland, the ancestral homeland of Cliff Schechter. Hello.
Yeah, actually, Joe is on the ground in Georgia right now.
Oh, hi, Joe.
Yeah, we're doing the Werewolves for Warnock campaign down here. It's going, great.
Cooler than Werewolves in London.
Yeah, and the difference here, I was here in 2020 for Ossoff and Warnock. The difference here is the young people are voting, and they're voting early.
Yep.
So it's supposed to rain all day tomorrow. That makes me nervous because a lot of people are going to come out tomorrow to vote.
Yeah.
But for the most part, our voters in Cobb County, as the gentleman said, Victor Shee said, came out early. So we got a lot banked. And
keep going.
By the way, I had to.
Don't take your foot off the gas, but go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, I had to abandon the call on Friday because I had to take a plane and get down here. I had a very important person I had to pick up and bring to vote on the last day of open voting. So Cocaine Bear has officially voted.
Okay, good. So thank you for that update.
Cocaine Bear,
yay! We appreciate that. Thank you for the update on Cocaine Bear.
Yay!
Okay.
As you said, Stephanie, you don't take your foot off the gas, kind of like the Cincinnati Bengals into the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday, and will do to any other team that gets in their way going forward.
Oh, really?
Forward.
Like the LA Rams, like you came in here on the Rams house.
The LA Rams are like 4-12.
They're not doing good this year, Steph.
I live in the past. I live in my past glory, and that's all I care about.
We have a football team here called the Rams, and this is not their season.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Well, all I know is they beat Cliff's whatever.
Last year.
Tiger people. Something.
Last year.
Tiger people. That's right. We bite.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to come in your ram's house and...
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, let's go to Teresa in Washington. You're on with Cliff. Hi, Teresa.
You're smack talking when we're losing.
That's our thing.
When a black man says that he likes Hitler, I think Jesse Owens and how he treated him. Yeah. And then when people say that Jews are taking over Hollywood, I think Louis B. Mayer, Cecil B. DeMille, Sam Goldwyn. There were Jews that created Hollywood. You don't think there would still be a lot of Jews there? Maybe the Lowe's family? I'm disgusted with the way the media doesn't say, what the hell are you talking about? There was something good about Hitler? What? Name it.
Right. Yes, I thought that point had been decided. Hitler bad.
Bad.
Hitler bad.
I mean, not
that
even the mustache was good. Like, no. Everything was
no.
bad.
No, right. Right. Oh, by the way,
you know what? Can I say something? By the way, Stephanie, sure. Just quickly, as theoretically a Jew, even though I don't practice,
right?
You know,
have you gone professional?
Yeah, I'm an amateur at this point. I want to participate in the Jew Olympics. So here's the thing: there were Jews involved in Hollywood. There are Jews involved in the media. There are Jews involved in the law, in legal practice. It doesn't mean they run and control all of those things. I know. Your caller was getting at that, and I don't know, she may have said it inartfully, but yes, there have been Jewish folks involved in a lot of these things. Just because there are some Jews in them doesn't mean Jews completely run them all.
Right.
That's
right.
Something that people on the right have a really hard time with. They're like, well, Goldman Sachs. I'm like, yes, and Morgan Stanley, that sounds pretty Jewish.
By the way, I was saying I loved that Alex Jones tried to, you know, rehabilitate Kanye by having him on to say, you're not an anti-Semite. And then Kanye immediately said, you know who's great is Hitler. So now Kanye has surfaced over the weekend to post a rant about Elon Musk by saying, am I the only one who thinks Elon could be half Chinese? So I just thought he would throw in a little anti-Asian, I guess.
He is just upping the ante, isn't he?
Have you ever seen his pics as a child? Take a Chinese genius, mate them with a South African supermodel. We have an Elon. I say an Elon because they probably made 10 to 30 Elons, and he's the first genetic hybrid that stuck. Well, let's not forget about Obama. So I guess that would be him accusing Elon Musk of being a clone and also Barack Obama. Okay.
Remember when we thought the worst thing he would do is like be a complete jerk to Taylor Swift? Man, he's made up some ground in the last decade.
Who knew that
or so.
Kim Kardashian would come out of that as the respectable one? Like, wow.
Exactly. The sober and very, very thoughtful Kim Kardashian in comparison.